Ottawa, Liberal leadership hopeful Mark Carney says he would cap immigration until it returns to sustainable, pre-pandemic trend lines. Carney's campaign released policy documents that flesh out his economic and housing plans ahead of the first leadership debate in Montreal. Carney is pledging to double the pace of new housing construction over a decade. He would also scrap the GST for first-time homebuyers on homes under $1 million, something Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has also promised. Rival leadership contender Chrystia Freeland has pledged to drop the GST from sales of new homes worth up to $1.5 million. Liberal leadership candidates plan to square off Monday night in a French-language debate, followed by an English-language one Tuesday. With little time until voting begins and just 2 weeks before the winner is announced, the debates are the only chances Liberal supporters will have to see the candidates together. Carney, Freeland, former House Leader Karina Gould and former MP Frank Bayliss are the only contenders still in the contest. The party disqualified former Ontario MP Ruby Dalla on Friday, alleging she broke the rules. She has filed an appeal for reinstatement. Former TVA Quebec anchor Pierre Jobin was expected to moderate the French-language debate, and former CBC host Hannah Thibodeau the English-language debate. On Wednesday, advance voting opens for party members. The winner of the race, to be announced March 9th, will replace Justin Trudeau not only as Liberal leader but as Prime Minister, though a general election call is widely expected soon after the votes are counted. Carney has posted a video on social media pushing his promise to balance the government's operational budget within 3 years. Carney, however, has said he would increase the government's spending on investments that grow the economy and create good jobs, including on housing, clean energy and new trade routes, to reduce Canada's reliance on the United States. In her own video, Freeland visited the farm where she was raised in Peace River, Alta, touting her connection with people who work with their hands and contribute greatly to Canada's economy. Gould has posted a series of policies aimed at bringing the party back to its grassroots for the next generation. That includes more frequent policy conventions. Bayliss also shared a video, giving a brief tour of his medical technology company and touting his experience growing businesses. Based on polls and fundraising to date, Carney is the clear frontrunner, and he has injected new life into the party. Opinion surveys suggest the Liberals are closing a gap with the Conservatives. Carney, a former governor of central banks in Canada and England, has been the target of Conservative attack ads in recent weeks, and the opposition party issued statements ahead of the first debate taking exclusive aim at him. Canadians will be watching to see what Mark Carney is actually proposing, said Conservative House Leader Andrew Scheer. One thing will be clear. Carney is not offering real change from the last 10 years of Liberal government. With files from Kyle Duggan in Ottawa, this report by the Canadian Press was first published February 24, 2025. Nick Murray, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. Liberal Party of Canada leadership candidates are shown in a composite image made from a combination of file photos. From left to right, Karina Gould in Toronto, Thursday, February 6, 2025. Mark Carney in Hamilton, Ont. Tuesday, February 18, 2025. Chrystia Freeland in Ottawa, Thursday, January 23, 2025. Frank Bayliss in Ottawa, Thursday, February 20, 2025. The Canadian Press. Frank Gunn, Ron Poling, Justin Tang. 2.